This is NPR.
Thank you, Michael. There is new violence in Kenya today amid that country's political crisis. Kenyan police clashed with opposition protesters. It's the second day of demonstrations against President Mwai Kibaki's disputed election. Thousands protested in the streets of Nairobi against Kibaki. That's the sound of police firing off tear gas to try to break up the crowds. The protests led by opposition leader Raila Odinga had been banned by the government. According to reports, at least three people have been killed in these rallies. The chaos in Kenya started 3 weeks ago, pitting government supporters against opposition groups and triggering mass ethnic violence. President Kibaki won a second term, according to official results, but observers said the count was rigged. Opposition leaders say at least 1,000 people have been killed and more than 250,000 people displaced from their homes. The CIA's top lawyer was grilled behind closed doors on Capitol Hill yesterday on his agency's destruction of interrogation videotapes. John Rizzo was serving as the acting CIA general counsel when the tapes were destroyed, and the House Intelligence Committee wanted to know what legal advice he was giving at the time. Here's NPR's Tom Jelton.
John Rizzo was supposed to be accompanied at the hearing by Jose Rodriguez, the agency official who ordered that the interrogation tapes be destroyed. After the Justice Department launched its own investigation into the tapes' destruction, however, Rodriguez's lawyer advised him not to testify without a promise of immunity. Rodriguez has claimed through his lawyer that his superiors gave him a green light to destroy the tapes, but after hearing Rizzo, the ranking Republican on the Intelligence Committee, Peter Hoekstra, cast doubt on Rodriguez's claim.
It appears that he hasn't gotten authority from anyone with what we've seen today. As a matter of fact, it appears that he got direction to make sure that the tapes were not destroyed.
Rizzo had no comment after the hearing except to say he told the truth.
That's NPR's Tom Jelton reporting. After a week-long trip to the Middle East talking foreign affairs, President Bush is back in Washington, and the talk is all about the economy. The United States economy, that is. Today, Bush plans to talk with Democratic and Republican congressional leaders about how to give the economy a shot in the arm. Yesterday, congressional leaders mulled over a possible stimulus package. Meanwhile, today, Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke heads to Capitol Hill to testify before the House Budget Committee. He's expected to support the congressional effort for a stimulus package, but only if the included tax cuts and spending hikes are targeted and temporary. Finally, former NFL star O.J. Simpson walked out of jail late yesterday, hours after a judge lambasted him for breaking his bail terms in a robbery case. Simpson had been ordered to have no contact with co-defendants or witnesses after he was freed on bail in September on charges of orchestrating the armed robbery of two sports memorabilia dealers at a hotel room in Las Vegas. But the judge says Simpson attempted to contact a co-defendant. The judge called Simpson arrogant and doubled his bail to $250,000. Simpson posted bond and was released last night. The trial in the robbery case starts April 7th. That's the news. It is always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Michael.